Here is a portion of The War on the West by Douglas Murray. So, it is worth pointing out a potentially unpopular, but nevertheless crucial fact about this origin story, which is that there is still no evidence that the killing of George Floyd was a racist murder. At the trial of Derek Chauvin, no evidence was produced to suggest that it was a racist murder. If there had been any such evidence that Chauvin harbored deep animus against black Americans and set out that May morning hoping to murder a black person, then the prosecution chose to make no such evidence available at Chauvin's trial. In fact, there is good evidence to suggest that no racial element existed at all. How can we say that? One reason is that 4 years before Floyd's death on August 10th, 2016, another man was killed in almost the exact same horrific circumstances as was Floyd. 32-year-old Tony Timpa was killed in Dallas while being detained by five police officers. He himself called 911 from a parking lot, saying that he was afraid and needed assistance. He told the services that he suffered from depression and schizophrenia and failed to take his medication. He was reportedly off his mental health medication, though he had, like Floyd, taken other drugs. The detention and death of Tony Timpa, like those of George Floyd, was caught on camera, this time in police body cam footage. Like Floyd, Timpa was unarmed, and like Floyd, his death was horribly, brutally protracted. Like Floyd, the policeman detaining Timpa could hardly have come across as more callous, entitled, or flippant in detaining the life of a man. Timpa can be heard in the footage wailing and pleading with police as he is handcuffed and pinned to the ground by his shoulders, knees, and neck, just as George Floyd yelled that he couldn't breathe. Tony Timpa could repeatedly be heard screaming, "You're gonna kill me! You're gonna kill me!" He pleaded for help more than 30 times. He was held in exactly the same knee-hold position that Floyd was held in, but Timpa was held in this position for a full 13 minutes before finally losing consciousness. As he lay there, the police officers laughed and joked about him. When the first responders arrived, they waited for 4 minutes before beginning CPR. While the last gasps of life left Tony Timpa's body, the detaining officers joked that they could hear him snoring. So much for the similarities. What is more noteworthy are the differences between the two cases. In the case of George Floyd, the footage of the killing emerged immediately, whereas it took the Dallas Morning News 3 years of legal fights to acquire the police body cam footage of the Timpa killing. And whereas the facts surrounding Floyd's death emerged swiftly, the facts about Timpa took years to come out. The police reports of the Timpa killing turned out to be seriously contradictory in themselves, and even more seriously so when the tape of the killing was finally released. One of the Dallas Police Department records reported that Timpa had been combative with officers. The footage that was eventually released showed that this was not true. He was already handcuffed and restrained by private security guards by the time the Dallas police arrived. But there is another major difference between the cases as well. Within under a year of the death of George Floyd, Derek Chauvin was tried and convicted on all counts, whereas 4 years after the death of Tony Timpa in July of 2020, a federal judge threw out a suit brought against the five officers who caused the death of Timpa. The punitive charge was that they had used excessive force. No officer was ever charged. One of the officers involved has now retired, but four of the five officers remain on active duty.
Hey. Chill out.
Hey, we're dead. We're dead.
We're gonna be all right.
We're dead. We're dead. Help me! Help me! Help! Help me! Okay, get me.
You're gonna be alright.
Okay, y'all, get me. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I decided. No, I'm laying
down. He's like, you're going to kill me. He's already trying to kick me.
Is he asleep?
He's asleep.
He's snoring. That's what it was.